The city of Martinsburg has sued the federal government over chemical contamination of a drinking water plant. Martinsburg attorney Ken Sayer filed a claim against the federal government this month, requesting the Air National Guard pay for damages caused by high levels of PFOA and PFOS that seeped into the water supply at the Big Springs Water Filtration Plant in Martinsburg back in 2016. That chemical is found in a firefighting foam used by the Air National Guard, a base the 167th Airlift Wing is located in Berkeley County. Steve Knipp, the utilities director for the city of Martinsburg, says the city acted quickly 2 years ago when an EPA water quality report made them aware of the contamination.
Well, Martinsburg was proactive in jumping in and, you know, taking that source of supply offline while we were designing a treatment system for removing it.
The incident affected the southern and western parts of Martinsburg, but Knipp notes due to their grid system, it's hard to say exactly how many customers were affected. He notes, however, there are 6,000 customers total in Martinsburg, but not all were affected by the contamination. The city's water was switched over to the Kilmer Springs Water Filtration Plant, a backup to Big Springs. After the incident, Knipp says Martinsburg paid $4.5 million with the city's water and sewer savings accounts to research and install 8 granulated activated carbon systems, its main material made out of coconut shells, to filter out the chemical in the Big Springs plant. In December 2017, the plant was turned back online after tests showed the new system was effective.
The biggest cost ongoing from here on out is going to be carbon replacement. And that's actually dependent upon the concentration of the contaminant.
Knipp says each unit may need replaced every year. The Martinsburg water plant is one of hundreds across the country possibly contaminated by PFOS as a result of firefighting foams, potentially costing billions in cleanup. The Air National Guard promised the city of Martinsburg reimbursement for the carbon systems and other damages. Knipp says the money has not yet been received. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.